District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today we're here with Santosh Majeti from V-Linked Technologies. Santosh, how did you get involved in the technology industry?
Since the day dot, I was always attracted to technology and my career has always been in technology. I started in a research institute before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so building supercomputers.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and then I came to Australia to do my post-graduation and then worked my way through the IT industry in Perth.
So your involvement with the research was to build the computers, was it?
Yeah, well, supercomputers, yes.
So what's a supercomputer?
So let's say if you want to do multi-million calculations in a stipulated period of time where one computer cannot do those type of calculations, then you bring multiple machines together to do those calculations.
So it's a multitude of machines rather than
That's
one
right.
big one.
That's right.
Okay. You excuse my ignorance. But why are you in business?
My biggest aim, my personal aim over here is to equip the adults of the future with the jobs of the future. We had this incident at home where our entire assets were stolen. I get quite emotional when I try to explain to an individual about it. So,
it's good that you do. It's A, explain, and B, get emotional, because that shows that you're actually a human being.
Yes.
And, funnily enough, quite often technical type people have trouble with dealing with their emotions.
That's right.
Is that something you found, is it? Okay. What's the first topic that you wanted to talk about today was digital transformation. What do you mean by that?
I guess if you look at where the technology has changed in the last 4 to 5 years, it's becoming quite more, people are relying more and more on the technology aspects. So if you see smartphones and if you see the wearable devices that everyone is having nowadays, you're getting more and more reliant on those type of technology aspects. That means if people are using or getting equipped with technology, they expect everything to be with them in a fraction of time, right?
Milliseconds.
Milliseconds, that's right. But are the businesses equipped to provide that type of service where the expectation of the clients are, right now, right here? The answer is, no. And this is where this whole transition of making everything digital, including the business processes, including the way you work, which is quite digitally focused, that's where this whole idea of digital transformation comes into play.
So if you haven't made the transformation, you could be well left behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, digital transformation doesn't mean that everything needs to be digital. It's more about, are you putting the steps towards catering to the new, if you look at the new millennials, they are always online. They are always on technology, right? So how do we cater for those type of people who are the next generation and they don't know anything that is traditional? If that makes sense.
It does.
So how does any business move and transition into that aspect where they're catering for the newer generation? There has to be that transformation phase that needs to happen. It's a long drawn journey, I would say. It's not a flick of a switch and then you just, turn around and then do digital transformation. It's a journey.
So how does a company do that?
There are multiple ways. It's more around, amalgamating your marketing strategies, your strategic communications, whether that be internal or external comms and your technology working together to bring that operational efficiencies. That's where when these three areas of business start to come together, that's where the synergy happens, and that's where the digital transformation journey begins.
Now, what about the technology landscape? What does that mean?
So if you look at technology, right, I mean, there's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence and machine learning and, you know, all those things. And, you know, there's the media hype about, jobs will be lost and, all those things that are quite prevalent in the media nowadays. It's not that, artificial intelligence, machine learning has just come out of the blue. They've been there for the last 50 years. But, where the businesses were all this while and where the businesses need to go to cater for this whole disruption that we are talking about, the technology landscape has to change. That means more automation, more efficiencies, so that as a, human being, you can not worry about the mundane tasks, but focus on high value, high, return type of tasks.
Strategies
and, all those things, where you don't have to worry about, the day-to-day aspects of it, and it's all getting automated, right? So if you look at the technology landscape in the last 10 years, it's quite scary in a way, in where we started 10 years back to where it is now. And how people are adopting to it. I mean, just as an example, right? There's a big e-commerce as one of the biggest example where, all the organizations who haven't adopted e-commerce, they are now going under, okay? So it's more about adopting that, going with the technology and understanding the landscape that's out there. That's where, this whole thing comes about. And the next 10, 20 years is going to be, if I take the technology hat on me, it's going to be very exciting. But no one has seen the future in terms of the landscape, overall landscape as such. But, yeah, there's a lot of changes coming.
Change, I've seen a lot of change in my lifetime.
Yep.
And I remember when computers started to come out, the old Commodore 64s and all those. Yeah. I grabbed on to that very quickly to do the books and things like that. But people were saying it's going to cost jobs.
Yes.
And look what's happened.
Yeah, it has created more jobs.
It's a massive industry.
Exactly.
Now. Yeah. So, and it's not just the computer building, it's everything.
Yeah.
That's related to it.
But I guess it's more about, aligning yourselves as an individual to what's coming. And if you are able to adapt to it, then yes, you are able to create more and more jobs. But if you're going in this, the other direction where you're saying, you're going to lose a job and not do anything about it, then it's a worry.
What's your vision for the future? What changes? You mentioned that, in the next 20 years it's going to be exciting. Well, it's been pretty damn exciting up to now. So I don't know how more exciting it can be.
So, the overall, what's coming in the next, I would say, 10, 20 years is the adoption of Industrial Revolution 4.0. That's what they call it as, which is more around the Internet of Things. Okay, that means more and more automation, more and more cognitive, information around you, and how you are utilizing that information as a human being. See, if you look at as a normal person, you have a limited scope of what you know, what you can search, and what you can look around.
Yes.
Right? But if you are able, if there are tools available to expand that, then the knowledge grows accordingly. Right now, as an individual, then it would be as a person or as a macro economy, it would be this information is coming from all over the place. How to utilize it, and how to make the best use of it? That's where the whole vision will come into play.
Are businesses equipped for this changing landscape?
They are in the process of getting equipped. I would say at this stage, they are not fully equipped. And that's the reason why you see a lot of business is going under. Now, in terms of being equipped, if you look at in the last 2-3 years per se, yes, businesses are putting consensus effort to go digital, more and more digital. And I said, it's not a flick switch. No. It's a journey, and it all depends on the appetite, business's appetite, as to how long they want to stretch with this.
Okay, you know, I look back over my mother's lifetime.
Yeah,
She was born in 1920, so she progressed from just 100 years. She saw horse and cart carrying a bucket with water to every tree on the orchard from the stream down in the valley up individual trees to flight to space.
Yep.
And when we showed her the iPad and we actually put her on FaceTalk,
right.
she couldn't believe that she was talking to someone in London.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, it's 100 years of...
But that's a blink of the eye.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen next?
Well, don't know what's going to happen, but if you look at it, it's quite scary, but at the same time, it's quite exciting as well.
Oh, as I said, I'm really excited. So what does a smaller business have, a District 32 size business, mm-hmm. what do they have to do to equip themselves, you know, for that change, to be able to accept that and grow with that change?
As I said, it's more about utilizing the technology and the tools that are available. If they are not available, how to make them, you know, available to have that engagement, you know, go up that level notch. See, at the end of the day, is everyone doing the same thing? Competition is there, right? If the competitors are doing the same thing, then what is the difference that you're doing as part of the organization where you have further tether to your clients and the customers?
Well, what sort of technology can they use is available to further that?
Well, we can talk about, you know, mobile apps. That's one of the, you know, biggest technology upcoming trends that is coming up. Everyone went down the web path. Right now, the technology adoption of the mobile phones and all those things has, you know, increased since 2017 to 2020. So, are people focusing on that? Yes and no, but more and more understanding and going nearer to your end user and understanding what they really want to achieve and catering those aspects with the use of technology.
How would District 32 use an app to stay or to be more connected with their clients?
I mean, there's already an example at the moment. District 32 has a radio app, which is an introduction, which is in part of a digital technology anyway, right?
True.
Yeah. So rather than, you know, you're listening on an iPad or a podcast or anything like that, there's a specialized app that is part of, you know, the District 32 brand, okay? So brand will become more and more key because that's where people or individuals will associate to. As long as you're in forefront of that individual, your customer satisfaction or that engagement goes up.
How would you suggest then if you're a financial advisor or an accountant mm-hmm. or a video producer, mm-hmm. what sort of apps could we use?
I'll ask one simple question to the businesses. Do you believe in your brand?
The answer is yes.
If the answer is yes, then you'll have to have a separate channel than what every other competitor out there that uses it. Okay? So let's say, for example, right, there's social media channel. There is, you know, your newspapers, your, you know, all the different advertisement channels that are available. Everyone is doing it. So what's your differentiator? Okay, what are the tools that you're giving to your end customers so that they can think about doing things quickly and they can associate that aspect to a brand?
Okay.
Does that make sense? So your marketing and your, you know, your Stratcoms and your technology working hand in hand to bring that customer relationship and enhance that engagement further.
I'm just, as you were speaking, I'm trying to think of how I can use it.
Yeah.
And in how District 32 can like go beyond the radio.
Right,
what would their next step be?
So do you believe in collaboration or building your own communities? And if you look at what District 32 is doing, is building their own communities or, you know, the like-minded communities. If you look at Facebook or, you know, LinkedIn, what is it? It's a huge community of people, right? But whose community is that? Is that Facebook's community or is it your community? Now, bring that whole concept to a level at District 32, okay? So in order for District 32 to be able to enhance that engagement, they need to form their own community in their own ecosystem. So to answer your question, now they've started with the radio app. The next steps could be they go into the collaboration aspects of it, where people can connect within the District 32 ecosystem. Okay, they are able to collaborate within the District 32 ecosystem and be able to exchange ideas within that ecosystem.
Well, it just happens that they've got a collaboration group on LinkedIn.
Yes, but again, that's a LinkedIn collaboration group. Which brand is it? It's LinkedIn's brand.
Yes.
It's not District 32's brand.
So, Lorraine, get onto it. This is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. We've been chatting with Santos Majetti. Thanks very much, Santos.
Thanks, Alan.
A bit of fun, actually. It's been good.
Thank you.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio, Business Experts throughout the hour on District 32, the Hour of Connection.